Being joined on radio on the Go Sports by Josh Kleymeyer here at Extreme Arena. And Josh, tell me what you do here, first of all.
Yeah, so I'm the director of partnerships here at Extreme Arena, also the Green State Family Fieldhouse that's attached. And then we also oversee the Body Armor Ice Rink at the Coleridge Mall. That recently went through a new name, so that might sound a little bit different than what people know it as traditionally.
I gotcha. So you're dealing a lot, if I understand correctly, with like if people are trying to buy a suite or something for an event. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this event especially, our premium seating is pretty popular. People like their reserved area where they can kind of hang out with their group. So I think I had about 77 voicemails and 100 and something emails all looking for suites or club seats. Unfortunately, we only have 10 suites that we can sell here for this event with a lot of annual partners utilizing it, but we work as best as possible with those people if they can't attend to get some other groups in here. So I think all but one suite was here this morning, and I know that group's coming out to 2A later. Our club is totally sold out too. We're actually oversold in that space, so we have about 185 tickets out for this event. So tomorrow it'll feel a lot more full than today with the two different sessions, but it's kind of nice having the separation to allow people to get in and out, and a few other groups maybe able to utilize it than we previously were able to when it was kind of a all-day event a few years ago with the classes going at the same time or only one class.
So have you always seen that kind of demand here for these wrestling events, or what's that kind of been like for you guys?
Yeah, so it's definitely solely grown for us when this was first not sanctioned and put on by the Coaches Association. It was, you know, a few people in the club, maybe one suite rental to I wish I had 10 more that I could sell. I never love telling people I don't have something for them. I always try to come up with a solution, but this event, I can't do that. So it kind of bleeds into like our NCAA wrestling tournament with a lot of these groups coming and want to support that. We have a For Her duel on Sunday. So if you haven't gotten tickets for that, be sure to come out. Iowa will be wrestling against some really great teams like William Penn and some other teams around the area, a little NCAA, NA action. But yeah, it's really taken off for us. It bleeds into like Soldier Salute here in the Pan American Games and some of those other events that we have. Dan Gable, Donnybrook. We traditionally haven't opened up the club for that, but the suites this last year were totally sold out. So maybe next year that'll be grown enough to be able to welcome 180 people into that space.
I gotcha. So how many different clubs or suites do you got in here available?
Yeah, so we have 10 annual suites. So okay. Tickets with those come to every single event. Not everyone utilizes it. And we do have a couple of annual suites open, so that allows me to get some different groups in here event by event. Through some good relationships that we have with those people when this might not be their cup of tea for an event, we work with them to get some other groups in there. They just like to see the venue welcoming as many people as possible, and if they're not utilizing their suite, they enjoy knowing that someone else is, and I think they enjoy having their branding in front of some different groups too when they're not utilizing it, so a little added bonus for those people. We have our party suite, which we rent event by event. For this event, that's Cooley's Corner, named after the former Girls Union president, or exactly what his title is, but that's really where the coaches and some refs hang out. They have their own suite that they utilize for their board, and then I have suite number 12 that we lease out for this event as too. So a lot of people have had a suite for 2 or 3 years now, and so I kind of give them the first opportunity to have that back, and then as we continue to grow with annual partners, figuring out if there's an opportunity to get some groups in there. Then we do have our shared club space, which is right in the middle of the arena. So for the finals tomorrow night, you'll see that's pretty full. And there's definitely some teams that'll be cheering against each other in there. It makes it fun. Boys Duels is on Saturday. I think I have one suite left for that. So that's really picking up now that teams officially know that they've qualified. So it's been fun to see it grow. And we hope every wrestling event in the future continues to be like that. And we consider ourselves WrestleTown USA, and I think a week or a day like today and the whole weekend in general is just an awesome way to demonstrate that for people.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people, of course, that are, you know, fans of high school sports in Iowa, familiar with this place for wrestling, you know, for the state volleyball tournament and things like that, but you guys host a ton of different other events, from hockey to, you know, University of Iowa stuff. I mean, can you just kind of, you know, give it a glimpse of what all you guys have here.
Yeah, so this year we've been heavy athletic focus, working with our Think Iowa City, Iowa City Sports Commission. They're our visitors bureau that brings a ton of great events here, packs the hotel rooms and the restaurants and stuff that's really important for a community like Coralville. There's not too many communities that kind of get this level of event here, like the size of Coralville. So we're really proud of that. My daughter's favorite event is our rodeo. We had that a couple weeks ago, so that's super fun. We have your traditional family shows like Blimpy and Paw Patrol and Disney on Ice are super cool events now that I'm a dad. We have concerts, so we had Toby Keith as our first concert ever, Cody Johnson, Parker McCollum. We do some Christian rock shows that do pretty well here with like Mercy Me and Crowder. But really, we stay really busy with a ton of different things. We've hosted Big Ten Gymnastics Championships here. But for a venue this size, not to be associated with a university or necessarily even a city, we do really great. We're owned by a board, Arena Co., that's really has a vested interest in developing this Iowa River Landing area. And I think this area has done awesome. And I think a lot of people think about their experience at the event before you even get in the doors, and I think this area does a great job with the restaurants, the shops, the hotels. Everything's walkable. It really makes people's experiences fun and even probably better than some of the bigger cities that some of these events are at.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple things left for you here. So for all your different events that you host here, as far as the premium seating is concerned, you know, if people are interested in that, is there like a single website they go to book that stuff, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we actually had a new website, extremearena.com. Really any event now, my marketing director has done a great job of figuring out how to have premium seating options a little bit easier to find. Previously, it was kind of through the grapevine or digging through deep on our website and getting the premium seating page, but every event now has an option to click premium seating. That goes a link to me to reach out and work with you guys on what availability is. And we love having just tons of different people in here. I think the cool part of my job is getting to interact with all these people and learn more about their companies or the stories about their daughters wrestling. And, you know, we have a family from Decorah now that their second oldest daughter is going to be competing for a state championship here. And I've been able to follow the older daughter from, you know, this dream of potentially wrestling for Iowa women's wrestling team to actually, you know, being on the team now. And so it's really cool to see girls chase their dreams here and then live it out that next level. And fortunate for us, we get to welcome those athletes back for some of these tournaments and events. So it's a really cool experience and full circle moment for me from a girl like, hey, hopefully Iowa gets a wrestling team, to the point of like, hey, I'm taking a scholarship to go on that team. So it's awesome to see, and really one of the best parts of my job.
You bet. I have to imagine, you know, your seats go pretty quick, right? If you want to get them, you got to get in early, huh?
Yeah, I mean, some people start reaching out to me the year before. I try to do my best, but I definitely miss, you know, some people reaching out. Someone gave me a hard time in the club that they called me three times. Like, well, you needed to text me three times, too. Not that I ever try to ignore anyone, but for this event especially, we do have a crazy demand, and it's hard to be able to appease everyone, but the groups I've previously worked with, I always try to give them priority. Since they've been good to us, we want to be sure that we're good back to them. But we always love seeing new people, new athletes come through and learn a little bit their stories and meet their families and get to enjoy some wrestling. You know, I don't get to watch too much of the event, but when I hear the last name of someone that I've worked with, I always try to view a little bit of it. It's a little bit easier once finals come around. My job is a little less hands off at that point, so I'll be ready for tomorrow night to be able to see some of these athletes go for championships or podium spots.
You betcha. Anything else that you'd like to share that I didn't think to ask about your position that you'd like to share here today?
Yeah, I mean, I think luckily for me, not only premium seating, I get to handle the partnership side. I think our venue looks awesome, and it still has that new feel even after 5 years here. So being able to work with some of those groups and learn their stories and be able to get them in front of all these people that come through here for the different events are awesome, and something that I love doing. I think the premium seating is kind of event by event, and our partnership stuff obviously is kind of all year round. So it's just fun to be able to have the two different aspects of my job and kind of have that short-term relationship that you get to see people kind of a few events a year, and then our annual partners that we're working with all year round to figure out how their brand can engage with our fans and kind of extend their reach.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you so much for taking the time today, and thanks for what you do here at Extreme Arena as well. I'm sure you never have too many dull moments around here.
No, it's always something going on, and I think in my job title duties, other duties as assigned definitely pop up a lot during an event like this, but our biggest thing as a staff is just making sure people have a good experience, want to come back. And, you know, from its before coming in here to the event itself to after the event, we just want to be sure people have a good experience.